Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, is the saddest day on the Jewish calendar. It's a day when we mark the destruction of both temples in Jerusalem, and over the centuries, it's absorbed layers of Jewish trauma. You just need to think, from exile and persecution to pogroms, Shoah, and now contemporary heartbreaks. And I'll be chatting later in the show with the doctor who services and assists the families of hostages, and we'll be talking about those terribly graphic, dramatic videos that have come out. And I'm sure you, like me, haven't been able to sleep properly after seeing those images. It just breaks one's heart. Now, in Israel, as you can imagine, Tisha B'Av sits differently. It's not just a memory, it's geography, identity, and sometimes politics too. And joining us on the line from Israel is Doron Klein, who is the CEO of TelFed, the South African Zionist Federation in Israel, to reflect on what Tisha B'Av means in Israel today and why this year in particular it might be hitting differently. Doron Klein, CEO of TelFed, thanks for chatting with us. How is or how was Tisha B'Av experienced differently in Israel compared to the diaspora, and Doron, not just religiously, but also emotionally?
Shalom, Paula. Shalom to all the listeners. So Tisha B'Av certainly takes on different hues in Israel, different to the diaspora. And it's a national day of mourning. In, you can really feel it in the country. I think when you're in the diaspora, so Tisha B'Av can go by just like any other day. But in Israel, places of entertainment close. Many stores are closed. And the radio programs are playing sad music. There's lots of discussions both on TV and radio. Relating not only to the history of Tisha B'Av, but also relating to modern day tragedies, which include the current war that we're going through and the tragedies that the children of Israel have experienced since the 7th of October. And that's added a modern dimension to Tisha B'Av. So it's a day that you feel throughout the country, and you feel that it's different to other days, not only for those that are fasting, but throughout the country, especially because places of entertainment are closed. And also on Tisha B'Av, there is a mass group of Jewish people who go up onto the Temple Mount. Since the day of Tisha B'Av commemorates the destruction of both the first and the second temple, so this year we had over 3,000 Jews going up onto the Temple Mount, and on for the first time also conducting prayers on the Temple Mount in commemoration of the destruction of the temple. And that leads also to a political aspect, because that's not something that everybody agrees with. So in Israel, besides the religious and the historical aspect of Tisha B'Av, you also have a political aspect of it too.
You mentioned 3,000 Jews going onto the Temple Mount, and I saw that one of the political figures was Ben Gvir, who is, of course, from the far right. Not everyone in Israel agrees with that, and you just said as much. What is the general sense in Israel? Do more people agree with it, or do more people see that kind of action as being unnecessarily provocative at a particularly sensitive time?
You know, I'm not an expert pollster, so I don't want to give information that I can't stand behind. I think, though, that you can say it divides across general political lines. The more right-wing people will see going up onto the Temple Mount as an essential statement of Israel's sovereignty over the area of the Temple Mount that we recaptured in 1967 in the Six-Day War, and that it's a vital part of the day-to-day running of the Temple Mount to show that we have sovereignty, and therefore we can go up there and we can even pray up there. And then people on the left will say that it's an unnecessary step to take that can only upset Muslims, not only in Israel, but worldwide, and therefore an unnecessary thing to do in a sensitive political time. So I can tell you that without going into numbers, I can tell you that the divide is pretty much along the left-right divide of the political spectrum.
Many Jews, I think, struggle to connect to the destruction of a temple thousands of years ago. How do you personally make it relevant to today? And how do you see Israelis doing that?
So this is also an interesting discussion about when to mark the Holocaust, Yom HaShoah. So the State of Israel, Ben-Gurion, specifically decided to mark Yom HaShoah, the day of the commemoration of the Holocaust, on the day of the fall of the Warsaw Ghetto. The ultra-Orthodox community did not accept that date because it falls during a period, the month of Nisan, which is the month when we celebrate Pesach. And the ultra-Orthodox community said that we're going to have sad days during that month because it's a month that's not meant to be a month of festivities and not sadness. So really a significant percentage of the population didn't accept Holocaust Memorial Day on the day that it was set by the State of Israel. And they said that we should designate it to Tisha B'Av. There's been many terrible things that have happened to the Jewish people over the thousands of years of our history, especially the last 2,000 years on which we were in diaspora, which includes the Crusades and also the expulsion from Spain, which also took place on Tisha B'Av. More modern times, for example, the beginning of the operation of Treblinka and the beginning of World War I, which started on Tisha B'Av, which ultimately led to World War II and to the Holocaust. So there are also modern ramifications of Tisha B'Av. And from a Jewish perspective, one doesn't want to mourn all year round. If we'd look at all the tragedies we've experienced, every few days you'd have to have a day of mourning commemorating some attack on Jewish communities over the last 2,000 years. And since we are a religion that focuses on life and focuses on rebuilding, and not a religion that focuses on death and destruction, we therefore take all these bad occurrences and we focus them on one day. And that day is Tisha B'Av. So if you ask me how people can relate to Tisha B'Av 2,000 years after the destruction of the temple, it's not only the destruction of the temple. It's also modern day calamities that are all focused onto one day. And also for some people, the commemoration of the Holocaust as well. So I think that because the Jewish approach is to concentrate one's mourning on one day in order to leave the rest of the year open to rebuilding and happier times, that gives a more modern day connection and understanding to Tisha B'Av.
And following on from that, Dovon, something you said right at the beginning was, of course, this year and last year, the day is extra poignant because we are in the middle of a war. We still have hostages in Gaza. Or has Tisha B'Av been different since the war started? Have people commemorated it slightly differently because of the war and the hostage taking? And if yes, how?
So I can just give an example from our synagogue in Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh and the Judean Hills is partnered with the South African Jewish community through the Jewish Agency Partnership Together project. And the Israel Center this year printed prayer cards, which had a list of all the hostages that are still held in Gaza, those dead and those alive. And on one side was a list of all their names and where they're from in Israel. And on the other side of the card was a special prayer for the release and for the safety of the hostages. And this card was handed out on Tisha B'Av in several synagogues in Beit Shemesh and also in South Africa, so that people could add to their prayers on Tisha B'Av a special prayer for the safe return of the hostages. So certainly this year and last year, Tisha B'Av has taken on an additional hue of relating to the suffering since the 7th of October 2023 and the ongoing terrible suffering of the hostages held in Gaza.
And finally, Dogon, in a country that's always looking forward, and you yourself said that this is one day that's a reminder about our collective Jewish sadness and history, and all the other days are to rebuild and move on. But what do you think is the value of sitting with collective Jewish sadness, even for one day?
If a nation forgets its history, it's certainly bound to repeat it. And we are, as a nation, a collection of memories going back all the way to Abraham. That's 4,000 years ago, going back to Sinai, 3,500 years ago, and going back to the State of Israel when it was started, not with the entrance of Joshua into the land. We are a people because of our memories, not only the positive memories, but also the negative memories. And when we look at calamity, the Jewish perspective is not just to be sad. The Jewish perspective is to ask, what caused that calamity? And what can we do to ensure that it doesn't happen again? And that is the Jewish response to hardship and to calamities. And therefore, when we look at Tisha B'Av, and we look at the destruction of the Second Temple, we can see that what led to its destruction was a lot of infighting amongst the Jews, where the Romans could basically take a step back and let the Jews fight themselves. The reasons the Romans were able to break through and get into Jerusalem was because there was so much internecine fighting amongst the Jews. And therefore, when we look at days of commemoration of tragedies, we need to say, how did that tragedy happen? And what are we going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? And in this case, the message is very clear for a modern day Israel and for Jews around the world. If the Second Temple was destroyed because Jews were fighting Jews and couldn't come to decent dialogue amongst themselves, what are we doing today to make sure that internecine fighting doesn't continue and doesn't lead to more tragedy?
Dogon Klein, the CEO of Telfed, what a huge and important message, particularly at this pivotal time in our history and with what's happening in Israel right now. Dogon, thank you for helping us hold the weight of the day with both thought and heart. We'll be back after this.